Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Georgie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, residents along Queensland's north tropical coast has been alerted of the tropical low landing on their doorstep over the coming days. The Bureau of Meteorology has issued the alert for regions between Cooktown and Townsville, expecting up to a total of 100 millimetres of rain on Thursday and Friday, with isolated falls of up to 300 millimetres. Meteorologists are also watching for the possible development of a Category 1 cyclone out of the weather system.
In some very sad news, a 21-year-old man was shot and killed yesterday morning in Brisbane's eastern suburb of Tingalpa. Officers allegedly attempted to negotiate with the deceased man, who was armed with a knife, before they fired on him, after which they immediately rendered medical assistance before the man unfortunately died at the scene. The man's neighbour, Megan Schofield, said that she could hear the incident, hearing, quote, maybe 10-ish gunshots one after the other, and that it was, quote, pretty intense.
In national news, settlement has been reached between a former Year 12 student and the New South Wales Education Department after the student was banned from the school after wearing a keffiyeh. The student was asked to remove the headscarf, traditionally associated with Palestinians, and was told they would be unable to attend after refusing. The student began legal proceedings against the state of New South Wales on grounds of racial discrimination. I kept explaining that it was a cultural thing that I wear on special occasions, but they kept saying that I was making a political statement in a public school and I can't do that, the student said in an interview.
Australia's markets are expected to drop further today as the conflict in the Middle East continues, with oil prices surging alongside a dropping share market. Oil prices have increased 10% since Friday to US$80.22 a barrel, arguably a better scenario than the US$100 a barrel expected by some analysts. Fill up today if you can. The share market is expected to drop further than the 1.1% so far, while the Australian dollar has decreased 0.6% to $70.48, with a predicted sharp fall as the days wear on.
In international news, footage recorded on Meta Ray-Bans containing people going to the toilet, engaging in sexual intercourse, and the private information such as bank cards is being seen by workers overseas. The smart glasses, which were released late last year, contain a built-in microphone and camera, and the work of annotating video footage for AI training purposes is reportedly being outsourced to workers in Kenya, with some workers raising concerns that due to the sensitive nature of the footage, it's likely most users don't realize that they are being recorded. Meta advertises that their products are designed for privacy and the glasses feature a light that turn on to indicate the user is recording, but a part of their private privacy policy leaves open the door for reviewing interactions either through automation or manually for internal performance purposes.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 30, and the fire danger is moderate with the UV index predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.